You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
What's up, you guys? If you're tuning in right now, or if you're listening right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, coming to you straight from Los Angeles with another fantastic recap. So let's not waste any more time. Let's introduce the panel. We'll start to my left.
Hey, guys, I'm Susan Hahn.
Hey, everyone, it's Giselle Ugardi, and don't forget, I'm always live tweeting during the show.
And I am Deanna Vaughn. We are missing one tonight, but I think we'll still be able to deliver and give you guys all that great juicy gossip that you're used to. And I want to remind you guys to make sure you download us on iTunes. It's completely free. And I also say this, we always say this, make sure you leave your comments because we read everything that you say. We really appreciate your feedback, whether it's good, it's bad, if you want to fight, if you want to like call us names, we don't care, just you know make comments.
We care a little bit.
Well, yeah. We do care, but please rate us a 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Rate us, it's really important. It helps us, you know, bring you better shows and feedback and all that kind of stuff. So
I think we've been doing okay. I think the fans are happy
good.
With us. We were number 4 this week.
Yes,
last week.
Yeah, basically
top 5 once again.
Top 5 for AfterBuzz recaps, and this is not our first top 5. Last week we were in the top 5, 10,
I think.
Top 10 the week before we were. So thank you, you guys. Your comments and all your ratings is definitely helping us out. So it's time to dig in.
Maybe I should stop going and downloading our shows every 5 minutes. Well, it's working, right?
Don't tell the secret. Can you guys hear me? I feel like my mic is like
I could hear you better now.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. So I got one thing to say to y'all.
You just know what it is?
Say
just
it. Shut the fuck up!
I love it. Oh, I'm sorry. I love
okay,
it.
14 more times and we'll be all caught up with the episode.
I know. We'll intermittently throughout the show tonight, I guess we're going to have to, somebody else just scream, shut the fuck up! How many times was that phrase used?
15.
Was it a total of
15? It was 15. Yeah, they tallied it on Watch What Happens Live afterwards.
Holy shit.
The most
shit.
Boring Watch What Happens Live ever.
Yeah.
With Kristen Cavallari.
Well,
tell us how you
Kristen
really feel.
But they counted, and it was so funny that the way that they played it over and over and over, because you have everyone talking about the shut the fuck up gate is what they referred to it as.
Shut the fuck up gate. All right. Yeah. We should count how many times. Actually, maybe you guys should count how many times we say shut the fuck up tonight.
I say shut the fuck up like I drink water.
I know. I mean, it's like hello for
everybody
you.
Should and then shut the fuck
today,
up.
Today, the Bravo blog, or maybe it was done yesterday, but for last night's episode, Camille Grammer wrote the blog, and I believe either the headline or the name of the blog was shut the fuck up blog or shut the fuck up gate blog.
That's awesome.
Okay, so speaking of shut the fuck up, let's talk about like one of the big things in this episode. So the whole it was a continuation from last week where Brandy and Kim, they're having their moment, you know, they're having a conversation, and Adrian calls out, you know, that Kim is crying, and Brandy just, you know, kind of with no filter, just, you know, shut
call
the fuck
it out.
Shut
I thought,
the fuck up,
I know? Thought Adrian was annoying. She's like, oh, somebody's crying. So shut the fuck up. Like, really, maybe it wasn't appropriate, especially with these bougie group of women.
Right.
But that's Brandy. She knows she doesn't fit in. And she's, right. I don't think she's ever claimed that she does fit in. She's not from Beverly Hills. She doesn't have the income that these women make. And
she has no filter.
She has no filter.
Zero filter.
And you know, I really took a moment. I'm like, Asian, shut the fuck up. And you know what? I was like, okay. I would have said the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe not in front of Yolanda or a few of the other women there, but it's just, that's Brandy.
Do you think it was rude and inappropriate, or do you think it was based on the situation and the context? Do you think it was deserved, you know, for Adrian to get that?
Well, you know, the terminology, okay, it is a little rude, and especially considering not even around the women and who cares about Brandy's income, but they are at a very, very nice establishment that I'm pretty sure has treated them to this entire weekend.
Right.
So out of respect, okay, loud language shouting across the table, maybe not the best thing, but Adrian was totally stepping out of her place.
Adrian
was eavesdropping. Annoying. Clearly no one wanted to talk to Adrian on that side of the table anyway. Mm-hmm. So the best thing she had was to try to figure out what was going on, and I don't think she was having concern out for Kim, because Brandy even said if she was concerned about a friend, she would have come over and said, hey, are you okay?
Right. Yeah.
It was the way Adrian was like, oh, somebody's crying. Or, oh, yeah, she's crying. It's like, shut the fuck up, and I would have thrown my shoe at her. It's like, I don't care what establishment we're in. It's
right.
And I understand. And I don't think Brandy screamed it across the room. She was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes, what? I'm concerned. It's like,
that's not concerned.
That deserved a shut the fuck up.
I also felt, and don't get me wrong, I love me some Kyle, mm-hmm, but I kind of wanted to tell Kyle to shut the fuck up when she was like, oh my, like, she made the biggest deal out of a stupid thing as soon as Brandy and Kim went to the table, and she kept on bringing it up over and over, back and forth with Lisa, even after Lisa was like, okay, like, that's fine. You know, people are going to agree to disagree. And interestingly
right.
enough, when Taylor was on Watch What Happens Live last night, she actually said that she felt Adrian was out of her place and Adrian was in the wrong.
She did
when
say
at,
that.
At the table, she was kind of like, oh my gosh, that was so wrong. And then
I don't know if Taylor said that in the table. I know that Taylor was one of the women in the bathroom, correct?
Oh, that's right. You're right. You're
Camille
right.
was at the table.
You're right.
Agreeing with, you know, Yolanda and Lisa. Kyle, I don't know. I kind of, come on. These are grown women. They're from Beverly Hills. It's mm-hmm. inappropriate language. It is inappropriate. But I can understand Brandy, because I have no filter. And if someone's out of line, I don't care if we're in church, I'm going to tell them to shut the fuck up. You know, I'll deal with God later.
With Jesus and everybody else listening.
So, I mean, Jesus listens all the time. Yes, so my shut the fuck up here or there is not going to matter.
Now, what do you guys think of Mama Lisa, you know, kind of giving Brandy some feedback, like saying, you know what, you should apologize. And it's the right thing to do. Like, what, like, their relationship is really growing. It's almost as if, like, Brandy is like her, you know, older daughter or something, like the way she's taken her under her wing. Like, what'd you think about that?
I understand that you have these group of women, and these are not just a group of women, these are the group of women of Beverly Hills, and I understand that there's a certain mannerism that they expect, but I feel like Lisa kind of forcing the issue, kind of forcing Brandy to apologize, was a little bit just a little annoying to me, because it's mm-hmm. like, listen, if she doesn't want to apologize, she doesn't want to apologize. Yes, it was inappropriate. Brandy gets it, you know,
yeah.
But I just kind of feel like, I don't know.
I agree with you. I didn't like it. I think she took it a step too far, mm-hmm. almost a little condescending in a sense. Like, Brandy's a grown woman. She's got kids, you know. Yeah, she's not part of that scene in that circle, but she's a grown woman. But when she came out and she actually apologized to Adrian, it clearly, because what she said, I'm sorry for saying the F word, that was so insincere. I think she just did it just, you know, to temper the room.
Well, of course. And Adrian knew that. And she goes, and I accept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't feel like it was necessarily forced or inappropriate. I could see where Lisa's good intentions were in that, because she really is trying to help Brandy fit in and get back on her feet, whether it's from the divorce or whether it's with these group of ladies. Mm-hmm. Because Brandy knows that she doesn't fit in, but she at least doesn't want to be on their bad side. And I think Lisa's just trying to help her do that. And she wants the other women to see what she sees in Brandy.
Mm.
Because I think it's hard to see all of that, because Brandy does put up a very good guard, and she can be, you know, that guard dog who automatically goes from 0 to 60, like, oh, you know, rather than saying, hold on a second, we're talking, to go straight to shut the fuck up.
So you think that it's okay that Lisa is giving Brandy etiquette lessons?
I don't think it was etiquette lessons. I think it's just advice, because Brandy is a little bit of immature. She is a little bit no filter. She is a little bit someone who acts on impulse and doesn't always think things through, mm-hmm. and doesn't necessarily understand the crazy catty mindset that sometimes happens among these ladies.
I mean, I think that Brandy is definitely no filtered. I think she definitely keeps it real to herself. I wouldn't really call her immature. I just think that she's just on a different level than these women. These women, they pride themselves in acting so proper, especially in public. But right. I wouldn't really call Brandy immature. I just think that she is a little younger, and she doesn't really, I don't know. I kind of feel like she doesn't really crave these women's approval.
That's perfect. I think you hit the nail on the head.
But she does want to fit in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Perfect point. And I want to bring up something else that's perfect for the holidays. Amazon. Guess what?
What?
Christmas is, what, how many days away?
21.
It's all the days time. Away. It's the entire month of December.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, lots of holiday shopping.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Hanukkah, Christmas. Maybe we can, you know, I can come wearing a dashiki next week. Anyway, basically wanted to remind you guys that the holidays are in full swing.
Do they wear dashikis in Ohio?
For Kwanzaa, maybe they do. I don't know. How about you, Ghana? Anyway.
Well, we can look it up. With Kwanzaa books on Amazon.
Amazon.com. Absolutely. But the holidays is in full swing. We want to remind you guys to check out Amazon.com to do all of your holiday shopping, no matter what it is. A Kindle, Kente cloth, books, candles. I don't know.
Okay.
You get the point.
Okay. You get the point. But basically, we're asking you to check out the Amazon banner on the AfterBuzz site, and it'll direct you straight to Amazon, and you can just continue doing your shopping. But at the same time, it helps us out, helps us bring you shows and tips and tricks and all kinds of stuff. So make sure you check out Amazon for your holiday shopping.
Yay!
Okay, that was so... All right. Back to our recap. So, all right, the book. Let's talk about Brandy's book. And I love how she says, my gay book agent. I don't know why that was so necessary to point out that her...
Or to answer her phone. Yeah. Her book agent at dinner.
At dinner. Yeah, I thought that was a little strange. And maybe... my takeaway from that was that maybe it made her feel important that she was getting a phone call and she wanted to be able to tell these women, oh, that's my book agent. That's how I saw it. Because otherwise, why would you take a phone call?
Well, if it was a phone call that you've been waiting for from your agent, I'm just going to have to... But I would have maybe stepped away.
Exactly. I would have excused myself from the table. I'm sorry. This is an important call I've been waiting for. I would have stepped away.
But so do you think that's the producer's mastermind behind this? Or do you think it's...
Probably. I mean, I'm sure it's got something to do with it. But, you know, I thought it was a little inappropriate. And then just to, call it out. Oh, my book agent. I think she does, just to your point before, she doesn't necessarily seek these women's approval. But she also wants to fit in. And I think by having a book agent and I'm writing a book, that kind of helps her process.
I do think she is seeking their approval.
Really?
I don't think it necessarily matters to her. Mm-hmm. I know that she has more important things in her life, like her kids. I know that she is someone who she's not going to change for them by any means. And she's not going to be somebody that she's not. But I do think that deep down, she does want them to at least...
like her.
Get her. Yeah. Or, like, understand her. Understand.
Oh,
understand. I mean, we all love Brandy. Clearly, we showed it last week in the show when we were talking about Brandy. But I do really think that she does want their approval. And she does want them to be excited for her. Or to see, oh, guess what? I can make money on my own. Or I can raise my kids. Yeah. Or, you know, even from Kim... who Kim's a little wackadoodle lately. You know, you can see she's putting in an extra effort to, for whatever reason, try to get them to understand her in some way.
That's a good point.
Because she wants girlfriendship.
Girlfriendship.
Girlfriendship. You know what I mean? Like, she clearly doesn't have that. She talked to Kim at the table about how when her kids are away, what she does is she sits at home and she drinks and she has her Lexapro. You know, she's very lonely.
What's Lexapro?
It's an antidepressant. And whether or not these are the women that are going to be your family or friends, because we've seen even the closest of them turn against each other, I think she just likes the companionship.
Yeah. I agree. You know what? They're in the show together. And I mean, we've seen Brandy try to make an effort with Kim in the past season. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that Brandy has a very tough exterior, but she's a kind woman, and I think she does want to befriend these women. And mm-hmm. like you said, I don't think she craves their approval, but she's definitely making an effort, because why not? You know, if we're in the same show together, why not? Why don't we try to get along?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have a lot in common.
They have a lot in common.
Externally, you know, mm-hmm. her whole, yes, okay, maybe no one really knew who she was before the divorce, but her everything was
her
very
story, public. Yeah, and yeah, a lot of them can relate to her story.
And before we move on, can we talk about Kim in the bathroom? Like, what is she crying about?
I just think she's just super emotional. I'm not sure why, but I think part of it could have something to do with, you know, she was in rehab and she's, you know, been an abuser of alcohol and drugs or pills, I don't know what it was, for a long time. And I think functioning without those things in her body, like, it might bring out just a different sort of emotion.
Because she's definitely,
yeah, right. Personality.
And she was definitely emotional towards Brandy, saying, like, you were so mean, like, you really hurt my feelings.
She was bringing up shit from the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of the past, let's talk about this, the book thing again. I'm going to get back to that.
Yes.
Because we saw a lot of split screens. You know, do we think that Brandy was being hypocritical? Because remember at the reunion last year, she totally, you know, raked Taylor over the coals about writing the book about her husband.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting because we started to talk about this last week.
Did.
A little tiny bit, and then sure enough, they noticed it as well.
Exactly. So do we think there's, you know, some hypocrisy going on here?
There definitely is, but these are two different topics. One's about suicide. And so although, like, I understand where Brandy was coming from, because yes, it was about helping other women, but mm-hmm. this is also the father of your child, and we're kind of neglecting the fact that he committed suicide.
Oh, you mean Taylor?
Taylor's book, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right.
And so I can understand where Brandy was kind of like, well, that was just a little, like, the timing was just too soon.
Right.
But I can understand where Taylor's coming from too. It's like she had to. She was in this mountain of debt, mm-hmm. and she, not only does she want to, you know, share her story with other women being, you know, being abused out there, but she needed that income.
Right.
So it's kind of, it's hard. I don't know.
Well, because I also think, too, with Brandy and her book, I mean, you could make the same argument. Yes, suicide, divorce, two different things. But at the same time, she's got two young boys at home.
Right.
You know, and
but they still have a father that's
true,
living.
True. But she's had a very, very public, you know, display of her relationship and the situation. Do you need one more thing for your kids to, like, you know, be talked about at school?
Well, if you're
going to
go at that angle, what Hollywood couples haven't been through with their divorce with children, and do they all write a book, and is that okay?
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, though, before, when the reunion came out, the suicide was still relatively fresh.
Yeah, it was new.
The whole idea of the debt thing was a little like people were skeptical about it, but we didn't really know.
Right, we didn't know.
Taylor's argument for writing the book was not money, and it was not debt. In fact, she said it was totally the opposite. She said it was to save other women.
Yeah, right.
That
other women.
One in however many women die from domestic abuse all the time, and that's why she wrote the book. So it's interesting how this time Taylor goes, I was however million dollars in debt, but I had to because of income. So she's kind of...
But that she brought that up because Brandy brought that up, saying Brandy wrote this book because she doesn't have income. This show is her income. And writing a book and to get a book deal is income for her.
But what I'm saying is that Brandy had accused Taylor of writing the book for the sake of money.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily being in debt, but just because she wanted to make money off of the death.
Right.
Like, we didn't really know, like, if she was in debt or not. So Taylor kind of confirmed that, yeah, she did write the book for money, but she really needed the money, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where it's sort of a little different, because initially Brandy was accusing Taylor of doing it too soon, only for money, not, like, being insensitive to that. It wasn't, like... Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see where you're going.
We'll never know the true reason why, but I'm sure it's a little bit of both. She definitely needed the income, and she definitely wanted to share her story and help women out there that was being beat up.
Or wait, now my mind just kind of clicked.
You know?
But
Lisa made a point saying, you know, both these women needed to make money.
Right.
I mean, because they needed money.
Yeah.
And so they both wrote a book. So they're both in that situation where the money was definitely helping.
Right.
So, yeah, it was hypocritical then.
Yeah.
For some reason, my mind was just really stupid for a second and it blew a bubble.
Well, because let's keep it real. If both of them were just writing a book for, you know, cathartic reasons, let me get this off of my chest, I want to help people, then you would create a blog.
No?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No? You don't need a publisher for that. You turn on your computer, you start typing. So I think they both, you know, did it for, you know, not only reasons to just help, you know, deal with the issues and kind of like, you know, a form of therapy, but let's be real, you know, they also did it for financial gain.
And also, they are in the position where they can do that. I doubt they had to look very hard. If anything, I'm sure people were
coming
seeking
to
them out because when you do have that many Twitter followers, that many bloggers, I mean, that's how 50 Shades of Grey started out.
Yeah, you're right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blog.
Ah.
And she had like 1 million or so subscribers. And then they're like, okay, well, you have 1 million subscribers. You're going to automatically sell at least a couple hundred thousand books, if not more.
Right.
Yeah.
Proof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So
interesting.
Yeah. I do find that Brandy was, you know, her words came back to bite her in the ass on that
They did.
One.
They totally
because
did.
Now you're writing a book and, you know, oh, well. So moving on. What happens in the sauna stays in the sauna.
And like everywhere else, there were definitely some kisses and smooches and titties.
I know.
I was a little uncomfortable when Kim was like grunting and touching herself and rubbing mud in her vagina.
I missed that part.
She was doing like, something. I was like, that's not sexy at all watching you.
Just like rub. And everybody was just, you know, it was very sexual.
Very sexual.
Extremely sexual. And I was just like, okay, you guys do remember that you're on camera, right?
I thought it was funny how they kept on wanting to see each other's boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them are fake. I mean, haven't you seen a fake titty before?
Well, I'm sure they're beautiful. You'd hope so.
Yeah.
Putting that much money.
Oh, I found that to be a little interesting, just how, you know.
Don't you think it's kind of funny, though, that the boobs on Beverly Hills are way prettier than the ones in New Jersey?
Beverly Hills, darling.
Well, Beverly, yeah, she, darling.
I mean,
Newark, New Jersey, or whatever.
We are in the land.
Still,
of,
they have just as they're spending just as much money.
I mean, speaking of Beverly Hills, Yolanda gets these insane baby lamb fetus injections.
Yeah.
It's like really Beverly
baby
Hills.
Lamb feet injections. But I mean, you have to admit, Beverly Hills probably has per capita like more plastic surgeons than, you know, anywhere else in the world.
Of
course, you're going to get stellar, you know, results here. But yeah, can we talk about that placenta sheet shit?
No, we can't. We can't.
Wait,
I don't want anything to do with this
there
conversation.
Some kind of like stem cell from a lamb.
I guess she hurt her back, and that's why. She doesn't drink.
She broke her back after she had her child.
She just wasn't drinking because of
the treatment.
Right.
And she gave birth when? 15 years ago?
Or
was that the son that came in? She's like, nice haircut?
Yeah. I think he's a little younger, but yeah, like maybe 11 or 12. Yeah.
Okay, and her back is still broken? Like, I don't understand.
Well, back injuries kind of stick with you. I don't know if that holistic type of therapy actually
That's not
works.
Holistic. That's a baby fetus lamb.
She said it was holistic.
That's not holistic. Holistic doesn't involve animal fetuses.
Holistic is more like...
Holistic is very natural.
She called it holistic.
That's not...
Interesting.
Maybe in Dutchland it's holistic, but not
here. Something else that happened I think this was in the sauna. The whole conversation about they were all swapping stories about how they gave birth. Do you feel
at
like...
At the dinner table.
Oh, that was at the dinner. Sorry. And Camille made a comment like, well, you know, I didn't carry my kids, so I can't really contribute to the conversation. Do you think she was really uncomfortable and felt like, okay, guys, why are we having this conversation? Because it wasn't a weird conversation to be had. Just, I don't know. It seemed to come out of nowhere.
I think it was also like a 2 or 3 hour dinner, and we only saw five minutes of it.
True.
Camille actually did spend some time blogging about it in her Bravo blog, and she did talk about how it was emotional for her. I'm sure alcohol adds to that. I'm sure the fact that she's going through a very lengthy divorce right now adds to sensitivity towards that.
Yeah.
But she did just say that it was something that she did feel sensitive about, and she wished that she could have contributed to the conversation because she couldn't carry her own kids.
Well, she got a lot of backlash for it. You know, I think even her ex-husband, Kelsey, was like, she didn't even carry our own children.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that was a personal choice. I mean, we don't know why.
Yeah, we don't know
she
why.
She said she wasn't able to in her blog.
Okay, if she wasn't able to, then that's a very sensitive subject. It's like, let's keep it moving. Let's talk about something else. But.
Right.
You know, until you just clarified it, I was always the impression under the impression that she didn't care it for
vanity.
Cosmetic reasons.
That's what I thought too. I thought it was a vanity thing that she didn't carry her kids. But yeah, if it was because of medical reasons, well then yeah,
I did as
shame,
well.
Shame, shame.
Yeah, she said she was talking about how, you know, she's grateful that there were alternative options and being able to still have kids.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Unfortunate.
Mm. Interesting.
Very interesting.
But it was an interesting topic of conversation, too, because she's like... I mean, that's just kind of a token to Brandy about how she doesn't always necessarily know, like... Who? What's appropriate conversation? Like, how can I?
Is
like,
Brandy the one who brought that
yeah,
up?
She was yeah. like, did you guys have difficult pregnancies? So okay. again, it was probably, you know, 2 or 3 hour dinner. Who knows how that started into conversation? That is something that you can bond over. I know, like, once you have kids. Not that I've had kids,
true.
But it is something that you have that everybody they all has have in common because they all yeah. have kids.
I think it started because they were talking about why Yolanda is not drinking, and then her treatment came up, and then it came up that she broke her back giving birth.
Okay,
and then I think that's why Brandy was. Damn, I'm like so super team Brandy tonight. But I think that's why Brandy brought it up. Like, speaking of you having your back broken and doing fetus treatments or whatever, did you have any difficulty?
Okay, then
labor?
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. I don't think she was like, yum, steak. How was your labor, you know?
I know.
I think it all kind of naturally flowed.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I just felt like saying that. Feel free to, you know, say shut the fuck up.
Oh,
are you guys counting? Are you counting? Shut the fuck up. Are you counting,
9,
Marissa?
12?
I lost track.
Oh,
well, feel free to just say it if you want.
Yeah. All right. We need a sound bite that says, shut the fuck up! Sorry.
You should be the one.
I don't know if it would be AfterBuzz TV appropriate.
I know, but it's fun. Okay, so Beverly Hills Olympics, a little competition.
Beverly Hills Bentley golf cart.
I know. Have you ever
yeah,
seen
and the Escalade?
Like that?
And well, I've seen the Escalade, but like
but
the
a
Bentley?
Bentley. I was looking at that, thinking
I was like, what?
Is that like? I mean, because you know how they have those little cars,
yeah,
for
the kids,
you know.
Yeah,
I was thinking, okay, is it the same type of deal, or like, did Bentley really like make that?
Who
because
knows?
That's fucking crazy.
I mean,
silliness.
I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't mind.
Being carted around in a Bentley golf cart.
You know?
Silliness.
Off the 405. It might take me like 5
hey,
hours
who knows
to get
if they're
here.
Even street legal. I yeah. don't know. Get like little LEDs on the bottom.
Yeah,
street legal.
Chrome
That's really
rims.
Funny.
Love it.
God.
Another
Fast
thing,
and Furious. Honey.
They mentioned this on Watch What Happens Live, but I noticed it as well. Can we talk about how all the women were getting hammered celebrating Kim's sobriety?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, if you don't have a problem with alcohol, then shit, why not?
I'm glad you brought that up. Do you think that was insensitive considering where she's been? Like, or basically what stage of her sobriety she's in? Because she's fairly new.
I didn't realize that this trip was to celebrate Kim's sobriety.
It wasn't. It wasn't. But I'm saying just as... Do you think it was, though. A little insensitive for all of them to get, like, butt-ass drunk.
I don't. Well, they didn't get butt-ass drunk until she took her ass to her room. They were
yeah,
enjoying some glasses, you know, of wine. And then Yolanda and Kim called it a night. And that's when they started getting out of control.
Okay, that's a good point. Mm. They did. Yolanda and Kim did retire.
There were a couple of bottles at the table, though, that were, like, coming out. And let's be real. These girls are cheap dates, you know.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, you don't really know that. Do you think that they're like one hitter quitters? Like one glass of wine will do them in?
No. I mean, I now that you bring it up, I can see where it would be a little insensitive, like at the dinner table, to just be thrown back. I get it. But on the flip side, Kim did go to bed early. And that's when all the craziness
happened. But I think she chose to go to bed early when all of a sudden Brandy's shaking tequila shots in the back and the girls are
having
this really
nice bottle
of champagne.
Right, but I'm on vacay. It's like, damn, bitch. Just because you couldn't control your alcohol, I have to sit here and just be like nursing one glass of wine. That's like, shut the fuck up. Okay? I mean...
Well, Taylor's response on Watch What Happens Live, she goes, well... I don't know. We're assholes.
That's a good answer.
It is a good answer.
That's a good answer.
And then Camille said, she was like, actually, to be honest with you, I wasn't even really drunk. I can have fun without alcohol. I was having a great time.
And
Taylor kind of slurs after one glass of wine. So,
well,
who knows?
She might be next in rehab at Betty Ford because she's had a whole issue with that. But funny enough, I have been out. Like, I've been at a person's party who was like in AA and they served alcohol. But at the same time, they were like, I don't know, like 20 years sober or something like that. They didn't just come from rehab like less than a year ago.
I think it's like a personal battle. And
yeah.
I think, I mean, it's not like she hasn't been around alcohol. At the Villa Blanca party, there's alcohol flowing.
That's true.
At Portia's birthday, there's alcohol flowing. There's always alcohol flowing. Alcohol right. just makes the world go around,
it
you
does.
Know?
It really does. All I drink is water or wine. So
okay.
I'm like Jesus. Anyway.
You are not like Jesus. So you better take that shit back. Shut the fuck up.
See my ring?
No, sorry. Speaking of Villa Blanca, I think we need to make a little stop over there very soon.
Tell us when.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. Champs.
Yeah.
Should we go tonight?
Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Oh, that's right.
Damn. Yeah.
I gotta see my girls.
But I'm down. I T-voted it.
You did? I didn't T-vote it.
I've never heard so many people make such a big deal about the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show before. Like,
it's just so fun to watch.
It's so fun.
But in years past, I don't remember people talking about, oh my God, VS Fashion Show's on tonight.
Like, I feel like it was a bigger deal.
It was a bigger deal back
in
the day.
Like, at my sorority house, we would all, like, cram into the room and watch it, and now Justin Bieber is gonna be there. Rihanna.
The all right.
Okay, stay on topic. Okay.
Yeah, stay on topic.
Shut the fuck up, bitches.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Giselle, about that fashion show. Anyway, did we miss anything? We cover everything, I feel like.
Well, we got to see Taylor's butt.
Yeah.
Oh, Taylor's
Brandy and Taylor kissed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What? She just spit on me.
For those
Say
of you
it, don't spray
not
it.
Watching, I kind of did a little projectile action.
I want
sorry,
the news,
honey.
Not the weather.
It's funny.
Brandy and Taylor
you never
arm
heard
wrestled.
That?
I don't think
I
so.
I want the news, not the weather.
Back on track. Let's talk about the girl kiss. See what alcohol makes you do?
And then they were doing handstand flips onto the bed.
Yes, onto the bed. Everybody, it was almost like an initiation. Like, everybody had to do it just to prove that they could do it.
But Lisa couldn't do it. It was like,
I think Lisa tried to do a handstand.
It's actually playing
flip.
Right now up here on the screen.
Can we talk about the limo ride home? Who brought up the drama between Adrian and Brandy again? Was it Kyle?
I think it was. We kind of panned in mid-conversation of that.
Okay.
And it was just kind of silly.
Okay.
Maybe we can see it really quickly.
But it was just stupid. It was just, come on, guys.
Well, I have one suggestion. If all these women just went away every other weekend, got loosened up with some liquor, hey, they're going to be humping each other and best friends.
Well, what did you guys think of Yolanda's...
But then once they become best friends, you got to go back to that.
What did you think of Yolanda's comment saying, you know, I really think that women who drink and act drunk is so unclassy and is just so, you know,
there's
ugly.
There's some truth to that, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to do it.
I think Yolanda
What's
needs
the
to,
truth to that?
I like, think she needs to get over herself.
Yeah, I think she needs to get David Foster's penis out of her ass because... Who doesn't want to have a good time? It's not like these women are running down the street naked.
They're
just in a private home having a good time, laughing.
Yeah, I think she's way too judgmental. This was a girls' weekend. You know, all of them are away. They're in a house. You know, they're just kicking back, having fun, celebrating life. I think she just takes life a little too seriously. I'm not sure. Because at one point in her life, she was a model. So you can't tell me that she wasn't out and partying and had her fun in her day. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like she needs to kind of come off the high horse a little bit.
A little bit, like two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. But I think they had a great time, and it's fun seeing everybody get along.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Oh, yeah. The arm wrestle.
No, they just kissed.
Oh, that's right. They kissed right before it.
And then it turned into like this. Brandy looks so good in white pants. I'm so jealous.
Well, her body's ridiculous.
I know.
She does have a ridiculous body.
She does have wrinkles on her fingers.
I know. Yeah. I was just going to say that. She just has a wrinkled fat thumb. But yeah. There's
By the way, she did tweet me last night. I tweeted her.
She did? She tweeted you back?
Yes. I tweeted her saying she needs to come into AfterBuzz TV. She needs to talk about her book. She tweeted me back. She said something silly. But regardless, she said, yeah, definitely in her own little Brandy words.
Okay.
And so hopefully she will be in here.
Nice.
Her exact words. Oh, my phone's freezing, of course. She says, for shiz.
Okay, for
Smiley
shiz.
Smiley face. Thank you. So if you're listening, if you're watching, make sure that you tweet her as well. Let her know that you want her to come into AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV. And hopefully she will take... your
Perfect.
Advice, accept our invitation, and be in here very soon talking about her book, which you can pre-order right now, I'm sure, on Amazon.com. So head over to AfterBuzz TV, click on that banner, and do your thing for Christmas.
Thanks,
or whatever holiday
money.
You celebrate.
So, yeah, let's we're getting Glanville in the house, Glanville in the studio.
I think that's it, you guys. Are you ready for a little news and gossip?
Let's go.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, speaking of our favorite housewife of the moment, Brandi Glanville, she got into a crazy Twitter war with Leanne Rimes. I mean, basically, Leanne was on vacation with her ex, Eddie, and Leanne, she tweeted, "Flying out with my boys in a few hours. Love that it's a family tour weekend. It's always more fun when they are with me." So it sounds like Leanne, just from a lot of what I was reading, she's the one who's initiating all these digs. So basically she's saying, hey, calling Brandy's boys, her kids, her family, and I'm sure that's got to sting a little bit.
Well, of course. I mean, who would want their children going off and living with a stepmom, especially the way it went down?
Yeah, the way it happened. And basically, these two have gone back and forth, and Leanne is definitely, you know, she's saying the right things to get to her.
I mean, who is Leanne?
It's not the first time.
No, it's not. It's not.
And it seemed like things were starting to mend between the two of them, because there was definitely a while where this was a regular occurrence. So,
right.
I don't know.
These two need to, like, stop following each other, block each other. So, you know, like, out of sight, out of mind. That's what
I think.
It's
public
needs to
knowledge.
But they're trying
though,
to co-parent, you know?
But that doesn't mean you need to be on Twitter. What does co-parenting have to do with being on Twitter? Please
true.
Tell me.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Before Twitter, there was co-parenting.
Yes. Well, I think it's also, you know, she wants to know what her kids are up to. And,
of course.
And when she's not around them. I mean, I'm not saying that it's necessarily right or wrong, but, you know, you can see how proud she is to be a mom and how it's really her identity. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only thing that she, you know, has down pat. Like, her kids are always going to be her kids.
Oh, no question. I'm not, you know, doubting that at all. I'm just saying, keep it off of Twitter.
Yeah, keep it off Twitter.
Keep it off of Twitter. So much stuff goes on now on Twitter. Like, I don't know if you guys
heard. It's like, why doesn't Leanne and Eddie have their own kids? Like, why don't they start their own family?
Well, who knows?
Maybe they will.
Maybe they will.
She just got out of rehab as well.
Yeah.
Try to make me go to rehab. Sorry.
What do you think about Brandy's comment, though, the ... for now?
Listen, nothing's set in stone. You know what I mean? Who knows? Who knows what'll happen?
Moving on. So Adrienne Maloof, we all know that she got a divorce from Paul Nassar, and, you know, that seems to be done.
Nassif.
I said Nassar, as in Josh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Nassif. Apparently, there were some photos leaked of Adrienne. She was bruised. Her body was bruised, and she's not allowed to speak about them because apparently it had something to do with her divorce and the deposition, but they were leaked and obviously she didn't want them out. So now there's a buzz that, you know, was Paul abusing her?
Obviously. I mean, what else would people speculate on? Leaked photos of Adrienne Maloof with bruises all over her body.
Well, I find this to be very interesting because if you recall on the reunion from last season, she was the main one that I actually had a problem with when she was talking about Taylor and her abuse. Like, she didn't believe her and she, you know, she was just like, oh, she glossed over it. So to think that that was happening in her own home and to think that that's how she was treating a fellow woman who was also going through the same thing.
When we saw conversations between her and Paul about Taylor and her husband too.
Well, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors in a person's relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just find it interesting just the lack of support, you know, publicly that she was, you know, giving to Taylor, just kind of saying as if, you know, I don't believe you and this and that, only to find out that this was going on
in
her own house.
Well, we're making really, really...
Serious
accusations here. Well, I don't think that Adrienne was like, you know, I don't believe you. I think she was just like, along with every other, all these women were like, what's the real true story? Because she keeps going back. So I don't think it was like, we don't believe you. It's just like, what's real, what's not?
I get it, but where was the compassion? That's all I'm saying. I didn't see the compassion as a friend.
Adrienne's not a very compassionate
person. She's just not a very compassionate person.
A couple things to think about. So these photos were leaked in about October-ish.
Right.
And before that, there were actually photos leaked of her kids with bruises. Mm-hmm. And since then, Paul has fought back and proven that those bruises were not from him, the kids anyway. Okay. In terms of the back, supposedly it was like someone on her staff that had uploaded them. And if you see them, they're kind of on her back, okay. which... I mean, again, we don't know anything. Who knows what happens behind closed doors? But they don't look like they're necessarily fighting bruises, okay. per se. She also does boxing.
Okay.
They also look like they could have been a really bad massage. They look like they could have been...
It could have been some Beverly Hills Shishi
like
treatment.
Something okay. on her skin. It's very hit or miss. I don't right. think it's something that's as concrete as, sorry for the reference, but the Rihanna Chris Brown pictures right. that we saw of bruises on her.
And I would pray to God not, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless of our opinions about Adrian, no woman ever deserves,
of course.
You know,
and
that.
I don't... They're just too even... be in the same vicinity of accusing Paul of abusing his wife. We just need to cut this conversation
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, it's news and gossip, so news gotta deliver either way.
Hopefully he won't be losing his physician's license anytime soon.
Oh, God.
No, I need to go see him in 20 years. What are you talking about?
And just really quickly, Kyle Richards, she was interviewed by HollywoodLife.com. Love Hollywood Life. Really quickly, basically they asked her what her opinion was on Adrian and Lisa's relationship, and she really thinks that the friendship is gone. It's over. They'll just, you know, kind of be pleasant to each other when they have to be, but she thinks that's it. What do you guys think? Do you think Adrian and Lisa done?
You know, this Adrian that I'm seeing in this season mm-hmm. is very new to me.
Yeah.
Very just kind of insensitive. Mm-hmm. Just kind of...
I think she was insensitive last season.
I don't think she was as insensitive.
She was making her way.
Okay.
This season, I'm like, was she always like this little bitch?
I don't think so. And I have the feeling that maybe the fact that her marriage is falling apart maybe had something to do with
it. Sure, sure. I'm sure it contributes to it because, you know, that's a lot of emotional stress.
Yeah, she was definitely, you know? I mean, she's definitely a different person to me. I mean, of course, I think all of these women, we saw their flaws in the past, but this season, it's really her.
Yeah.
She just really needs to take a chill pill.
Well, when we saw on Lisa's blog last week, she pretty much said, yeah, it's never going to be the same again. So I think Kim was right on with that.
All right. All right, guys. So
another thing, really random.
Uh-huh.
And I've been meaning to ask you guys this. I should have done my research, but there are so many things when you type in names of the housewives on Google or Bing.
Bing.
Of course. Last night, Taylor kind of, I don't remember exactly what point it was, but she pretty much made it clear that she's not on good terms with Adrian right now either. Did we see where this came from, or is this something that we're going to see very soon?
Maybe we're going to see.
Because one thing that we have been talking about is, well, you know, they have a great relationship. Adrian's Kennedy's godmother and blah, 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 blah. But
I don't think we've seen that yet. So maybe that's a watch and see thing, you know? I think the rest of this season, well, we can just, let's go into predictions.
Yeah. Let's go.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Okay, so, that was scary. No, well, what I was going to continue to say is I think the rest of this season, we're going to see a lot more changes, relationships. A new housewife is going to come into the fold, and she happens to be friends with Kyle. So I think we're going to just, there's a lot more to come. We've just barely scratched the surface.
Yeah, we see Paul yelling at Brandy, calling her a bitch.
Yeah.
We don't really, what was this whole... Paul and Adrian trying to force Brandy to write something on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's a lot of hidden, I don't know. We got, I don't know.
Yep. Camille's boyfriend is going to be revealed. So that's going to be exciting.
I'm excited for her.
And I love that we're seeing, you know, a lot more of Camille.
Me
I like
too.
That. I like
Me
that
too.
A lot.
I really love Camille.
And it looks like just next week, Ken is having his surgery, and of course, you
what
know.
What surgery?
We don't know yet. We just know that he's in the hospital.
If
he's
it's like for some damn plastic surgery, I'm going to turn that shit off.
Well, you know what? No matter what, if you're going under, like, I don't care what you're going under for, it's a serious thing. Now,
I mean,
I get what you're saying. I know. I get it.
If you're going in for a boob job, I mean,
I don't need a boob
it's
job. You know what I mean. Yeah,
I know
what
you mean. Going under is never, it's a scary thing.
One
However,
is voluntary, one isn't.
Exactly.
I get it. Okay. I get it. But, all right. So, no matter what we predict, we know that next week's episode is going to be a lot of craziness, juiciness, fun. Do we want to
Do you have something else?
Oh, no, I was just, I was adding to the effect. That was my sound effect.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Giselle. Shut the fuck up. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. This has been a great recap. And stay tuned, you know, for future episodes. We're going to have some fun guests for you in the studio. And keep tweeting. Tweet Brandy. Tweet all the housewives. Let them know that you want to see them here in the studio. And, I don't know. Hopefully we can make that happen, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You guys could follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at It's Susan Hart.
Find me there as well at Giselle Ugardi. See you later.
Find me at GoToGirlTV. Oh. All right, guys.
Shut the fuck up.
Bye.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.